now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Humboldt Happenings. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Pottest.
And good afternoon. This is John Pottest, superintendent for the Humboldt Unified School District. And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings. We're from 4 to 5 on the first Tuesday of every month. We talk about all awesome things happening in HUSD. We have a great show lined up for you today, as we always do every month. Last month, our show was on our unsung heroes. Every day we open our doors to students, and every day we provide high-quality education for each one of those students. And the classroom is usually what people think about when we talk about education, and it certainly is a driving force in our schools. However, there's many, many people out there who don't always shine in the limelight, but are an integral part of the success of what happens in our classrooms and with our students. And today's show, we're continuing on with that theme. We're going to talk to several people who do some awesome things for our students. We're going to talk with the Family Resource Center and what they do for our school district. We're going to talk about the Hungry Kids Project that happens in our school district, and we're also going to have some people from our faith-based council and what that is and how those people support our kids. So before we jump into our lineup, however, we have to take a short little break. And after that, we're going to come right back and jump into things. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
This week, join Sanford Cohen for his celebrity podcast with Eric Burden, previously the vocalist of rock band The Animals.
Could you imagine that some 50-plus years later that people were still engaged in your music and new generations of people have an appreciation for your love of the blues and your style, your vocal style?
No, I find it really hard to grasp that. I was just doing a session for a group of young girls. Wow, all these years later, are people still seriously saying this about our attempt to be popular? It's tough to even talk about it, but I am surprised, yeah.
Past episodes include interviews with the late, great Ronald Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, rock legends Dave Mason and Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode on KQNA.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
Today is Tuesday, January 5th, and we're just starting our second semester. It's day two of our second semester. Thank you, Lisa. And our students have experienced a variety of learning environments over the past several months, but much of what happens behind the scenes has continued forward, and we continue to support the work of supporting our kids every single day, regardless of what their learning environment looks like. In that light, my first guest is Lisa Krittenstein. She is the Family Resource Specialist and Homeless Liaison for HUSD. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
And so let's start off, introduce yourself, if you would, to everyone.
Well, my name is Lisa Krittenstein, like you said. I work at the district office at the Humboldt Unified School District. I am the foster student liaison, homeless student liaison, and family resource specialist.
Right on. And how long you've been working with HUSD?
About a year and a half now.
Okay, right on. Well, it's good to have you. Yeah. I know I've been down where you work down there, and there's some amazing things that you do down there for our students and families. So let's start off by just having you talk a little bit about what is it that you do.
Okay. So the Resource Center is a donation-based center. We get donations of clothing, school supplies, just about anything students would need outside of the classroom. These are all donations from the public, donated for any student in Humboldt Unified School District. So any of our schools, the kids are welcome to come shop, as I call it, and get clothing that they need to make it through the week if there's nothing else available for them. We also partner with Hungry Kids, food bags, and the Firefighter Angels, CCJ, and our wonderful local churches.
Right on. And you use the word shop. I just want to clarify for people, if they're listening, that when you say the word shop, they're not really buying. This is free to our students. So they come in. You've got a great storefront.
Yes.
And it does feel like a shopping experience.
It does.
When you go in, you've got...
We have many racks sorted out by... men's, women's, children's, boys, girls, different sizes. We carry everything from about a 4T all the way up to men's and women's extra, extra large.
Okay. Yep. And so when families come in and they do the shopping, that's all free. They walk away. They're not paying anything for this.
Everything is free.
Yeah,
yep.
Right on. And we have one of the times that I was down there walking through your back storeroom, we also have a lot of winter coats, a lot of winter coats back there.
Yes.
And I wanted to highlight that because it's chilly right now.
It is.
It's a little cool. And so if we've got families out there who are in need of winter gear, they can come see you.
Exactly. Yes. We have quite a few racks in the back. I try to put out as much as I can, but again, there's a lot, so I don't have as much room, but I refill them every time somebody takes one.
Right on. And so if a family, how do normally, so let's talk normal, because we're not very normal right now.
Okay.
Normally, how would families be able to connect with you? How do you usually get people coming in?
If you follow the Facebook page or the Instagram page, we have different posts about our hours, which I'll tell you are usually Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Over at the district office. We are in the back building over by Bright Futures Preschool. You can definitely call us 928-759-5104 or get online on the district website at Humboldt Unified and go to the Family Resource Center. You can send me an email from there. Most of the time, our schools are recommending and giving flyers out to parents that they think might possibly be in need. So the schools are one of our main point of contacts in informing parents about our services.
Yeah, and so and that's kind of, I appreciate you saying that because that's kind of why I framed it that way, is in normal circumstances.
Right.
I think a big number of families that are referred to you are coming through schools.
Yes.
And it's teachers or principals or, you know, someone taking notice that a family might need. Be of in need.
Yes.
So in the days of COVID, though, and things are a little unusual off and on, we don't always have that sort of referral process.
Right.
Parents can do this themselves, correct?
Yes.
They can just contact you and say, hey, you know, I'm in need of.
Yes. Then okay. If they say we need this, this, and this, I'll say, okay, let's set up a time for you to come in. If my normal hours are not something to work with for them, I have been able to take stuff to them, take stuff to their school, drop it off with the front office, and then it will eventually get to the kids.
Okay. So there's a variety of ways that we can get the resources to families.
Definitely.
If they need it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking here, in a upcoming segment. Hungry Kids, is one of the programs that we run in our school district.
Yes.
That provides food. But that's not something that you directly provide. You know, families
right.
are in need. You refer them to Hungry Kids.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about what Hungry Kids is, like I said, in an upcoming segment today. But so outside of food, we've talked quite a bit about clothes. What else do you have there for
school
families?
School supplies. Mm-hmm. Right now we have a back room that is almost all donated supplies from firefighter angels and then certain churches and community people. And those are free for anyone as well. We have all kinds of backpacks that were left over that are pre-stuffed from the backpack drive in August. And that was through the Firefighter Angels. We have folders and binders. We have unstuffed backpacks, paper, pencils, highlighters, anything that a student might need on their back-to-school list, we have it. So when somebody moves into the area and they say, we just don't have the money to go out and buy all those supplies needed, they can come to me and I can pack them a backpack. I can get them the supplies they need.
Right on. And I know, you know, some of our families struggle with accepting help. And, you know, because that's a hard thing to do.
It's
a hard thing to, you know, go somewhere and say, you know, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that some of our families really struggle with that. And I just wanted to, you know, talk about that for a second because
sure.
Everything that you do down there is very confidential.
Exactly.
And I want families to know that, you know, if they do need some help, I really encourage them to reach out to you.
Yes.
And that, you know, the interactions that they have with you and your department are kept between you and your department.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And when you come in, I just need to verify that your student actually goes to HUSD, and I don't keep record of who is coming in. So, and there's no forms to fill out. There's no income requirements. It's free for everyone.
Okay. And so they just basically have to give you their child's name, and then you just check in our system to make sure that they're enrolled somewhere, and then we just go.
Yes.
And we make great things happen down there.
Yes.
Awesome. So I know one of the things I've been down in your area there, Lisa, and I know that you're really passionate about what you do. Give me one or two of the things that you're most excited about when you do the work that you do.
Well, I really love to see the look on the kids' faces when they come with their parent to pick out some clothes, because it feels to them like they're actually shopping because of the way we have it set up. We also have like blankets from Project Linus. They're little lap blankets for the kids to take home and snuggle. And some people donate stuffed animals. The little kids will come in. Maybe they have a younger sibling with them that is not enrolled in school yet. And they'll come in And I'll offer them a blanket and a little stuffed animal or whatever. And I love seeing the kids' faces when they say, I can have this. It doesn't cost mom any money. So that's really exciting to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing, you know, when we started, one of the things that you do is homeless, the homeless liaison. And we were talking before the show start that officially the number of quote-unquote homeless, and that's a broad definition.
It is.
You know, people have this image of what homeless is, and that's not really the definition of what you operate off of.
No. So McKinney-Vento Act defines homeless as a child or youth who lacks one of the three following definitions of fixed, regular, or adequate nighttime residence. Now, that could be a range of things, and it would take me a long time to explain that. But most of the time we see in HUSD is doubled up or living with families. So right now we have 31 families in HUSD that are considered homeless, four of them being unaccompanied youth, which means they're not with a parent or guardian.
Excellent. And so I wanted to throw that out there too, because if we have people struggling with living situations, I want them to know that they can reach out to you and you've got resources to help assist them. That's great. And it looks like we have about 30 seconds left. So in our last 30 seconds, if someone wants to connect with you or if someone wants to donate some things, real quick, how do we do that again?
The district office, we're in room 422, which is back in the back by the buses. You can give me a call, 928-759-5104, or you can get on the Facebook or the website and go to the Family Resource Center, and my email is on there.
Right on. Lisa Kretenstein, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And being a part of what we do to help support our kids.
Thank you.
We need to take a short little break again. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
My fellow Americans, Bill Cunningham, the great American. Are you a great American? If not, you can be. If you catch my show every Sunday night, you need a voice to stick up for conservatism. Well, I'm your man. We talk about the serious issues impacting great Americans like you. Catch me live every Sunday night right here on this great radio station.
Sunday nights with Bill Cunningham live from 8 to 11 right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can.
You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Voice and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. MLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 330.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
And welcome back to Humboldt Happenings. We're talking all things HUSD. I'm John Potist, superintendent, and joining me in the studio are a couple of awesome people from what we call the Faith-Based Council. HUSD over the years has developed a wonderful working relationship with our faith-based community and our churches in the community. And those churches do a lot of really cool things for our students behind the scenes. And so in the studio with me, I have Ed and Esther Broner. Welcome, Ed and Esther.
Thank you, John.
And you guys are part of the Faith-Based Council. It's good to have you guys here. If you want to take a second just introduce yourselves to the group, that'd be great.
Okay. My name is Ed Broner, and my wife.
Yes. I'm Esther Broner.
And we work with the Humboldt Unified School District with probably about 12 churches that have adopted individual elementary schools. Esther and I work with Mountain View Elementary with Mrs. Grant, who is the principal, and her team. And I'll let my wife explain. We just did a lunch for the teachers just before the Christmas break.
Yeah, we've done a number of things. We feel like the way to support our kids is actually to support our teachers as well, and they're pretty important to us. And we've always kind of had a heart for the community. So we've done a number of things. We've been working with a school for probably about 3 years. And one of the things we did recently was shoeboxes for kids for Christmas. There's an international shoebox ministry, but this was particularly for the kids in the area here. And so we were able to participate in that and kind of gather some volunteers who help just pack shoeboxes for kids for Christmas who couldn't afford Christmas gifts. One of the things we do for the teachers is we keep them supplied with a goodie basket so that we just want to encourage them because it's been a rough year for them. And so a couple times a year, we'll also do a lunch for them. We've done things like recruited volunteers for a yearly reading program where we would go in and read stories to the kids, which was great fun. We had a wonderful time with that. And we've helped the school nurse with some needed supplies. And we've also, pre-COVID, we've recruited volunteers for various school activities like the sock hop, bingo night and those kind of things. So we would just bring some people to volunteer and get together and just have a great time together with both the teachers and the kids and families.
Excellent. And you had said that you did a lunch just yesterday or today?
No, this was a couple weeks ago.
On the 16th of December.
Of December.
Yep.
Yeah. So we've done that pretty much every year. When the teachers have an in-service period of time, then we'll bring a lunch over, and we partner with another church who also helps us with that. So we just... they love the baked potato bar, and so that's what we had. And, of course, this year it was a little bit different with COVID, you know, the requirements and that kind of stuff. So we didn't have the freedom to – we had to do everything prepackaged and that kind of thing, although I made chili. But, yeah, it was a fun time, and that was primarily for the teachers.
Yep. And as you said, I think that's a really important point to make, and I appreciate the work mm-hmm. that you guys do in the schools. But you know, supporting our teachers is mm-hmm. a big part of supporting yeah. our kids.
Yeah.
And as you said, yeah. you know, especially in the last several months since last March, since we've kind of been doing this weird COVID dance.
Yeah.
You know, we very clearly understand that this is hard on families and students.
Yeah.
But it's also very hard on our staff. You know, because it's a different way of teaching. And, when our kids aren't in our classroom in front of us, you know, that's what teachers got into this business for, is to work with kids and work with kids mm-hmm. on a face-to-face basis. And so it's very challenging for teachers, especially of late. And so I appreciate the efforts that you guys are doing to help support the entire school community as we move forward.
One of the other things that I'll just mention is that our church got together, some of the ladies in our church, and we actually wrote thank you notes to each one of the teachers and the staff, all the staff. So it was not only the teachers, but it was also the support staff. And we were able to get $5 gift cards for coffee for all of them. And they really appreciated it. It was just, they were so grateful to just know that people care about them as well as the kids that we work with, too. So we just had a lot of fun doing that kind of thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you said that, you know, the gift cards and, you know, the different things that you've been doing, the mm-hmm. The shoeboxes for students and everything. Mm-hmm. That's all. I just wanted to clarify for the people listening that that's all donations based.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's you guys in your mm-hmm. community mm-hmm. Go out and you just say, hey, we're doing this for this school.
Yeah.
And you have mm-hmm. people step forward in our community who are willing to help out.
Right.
And what a great community that we live in that people do that.
Yes
it is.
Yes, that's
good.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I just feel as though I need to throw it out there, because I'm sure there might be some people listening saying, wait a minute, churches are involved in the schools? How is that happening? And I want to clarify that the work that you guys do is just on a human level. Mm-hmm. It's on a personal level. It's when you come into the schools, you're not doing the religion, and you're not doing, it's one human being wanting to help out on another mm-hmm. human being. And it's a group of people just coming in and doing some really, really mm-hmm. needed support of our, mm-hmm. of our school communities when you come in. So.
Yeah, what we try to do as a faith-based, group of churches is really to, support the teachers with, hope and encouragement. I mean, right now, going through the COVID, you know, teachers they want to see a face in front of them, not a computer. And so whatever we can do as a faith-based organization and our church, you know, that's why Esther got together with a lot of the ladies, just to give a personal encouragement to the teachers that they are doing an awesome job. Even though they don't have a classroom of kids running in it, that the community is behind them. And, you know, 100%, at least in our group that we hang out with. And it's a lot of fun to see the smiles on the teachers, because a lot of them are, you know, they're sad because they went to school to be a teacher and now they got to do a computer.
Yeah.
So anything that we can do to encourage them, that's what we do.
That's great. And you know, we're seeing that just in general across our nation and across mm-hmm. our world, that, you know, with COVID, that people are feeling isolated, that, you know, these are just really tough times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And even when we were in, you know, during second quarter, when we were in-person learning, it's still stressful on families, and it's still stressful on kids, mm-hmm. because this is still a bigger community mm-hmm. issue that we're dealing with. And so, you know, that's what I love about your, this faith-based council and the group that we work with you guys on is, you know, during the COVID times, but even during non-COVID, what we do in our schools is a community thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our success as a school district is really dependent on our partnership with parents and our partnership with people like you who come in and who do really cool things in partnership with us to help support our kids.
Yeah.
And I also, we talked about it, but I just wanted to highlight. So you had mentioned we have about 12 churches who are involved mm-hmm. in all of this. Your particular church has kind of adopted, if you will, Mountain mm-hmm. View Elementary
right.
School.
Correct. Yes.
But every school in our district has yeah. a group right. like you.
Which yeah. is awesome.
And the awesome things that yeah. are happening with Mrs. Grant and the mm-hmm. Mountain View community are happening with different groups.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's correct.
In every one of our schools.
Right.
And that our kids are getting supported mm-hmm. through that. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
So if people wanted to, you mentioned about, you mentioned that a lot of what we do is, a lot of what you do is donation based mm-hmm. and also just, you know, that also takes a lot of time and effort. So if people out there listening wanted to get involved, if they wanted to donate, if they wanted to help support, what could they do?
I guess the best is really get with Kelly Lee.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
she's our resource to go person yeah. outside of Lisa. You know, she would be the one that could direct where that could go.
Yep. And so Kelly Lee is our outreach person for the school district.
Right.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
she works with Lisa, who is my previous guest mm-hmm. In that mm-hmm. whole world. And so they yeah. can reach out to yeah. Kelly. Yeah. They could also, if people do belong to a church or something, they could certainly, you know, make inquiries within their own community to see, you know,
right.
if there's support going on there as well.
Yeah. And Kelly knows which churches are supporting which schools for the most part, so she can answer questions.
Okay. Great. Well, Ed and Esther, I really appreciate you being here. I even more so appreciate the work that you guys do.
You're welcome.
To support our yeah. students and our staff. Like I said, we're as successful because of people like you
in
the work that yeah. you do. So
thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We need to take a short little break again. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
Freezing temperatures and wet conditions can damage your RV. Protect your investment and winterize now at Affinity RV. For a limited time, our winterizing package is just $99.95. This package includes draining of your holding tanks, water heater, and fresh water system. We add fuel stabilizer, check and service your batteries, inflate tires, and do a complete roof and seams inspection. We also have special pricing on other service packages and 20% off most parts and accessories. Affinity RV winter service specials are a limited time offer, so call today.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At American Family Insurance, we've always protected more than what you drive. We protected and supported the dreams that drive you. That's why we're extending our 10% savings on auto premium for all current and new personal auto customers through March, so you can continue to dream fearlessly. After all, dreams have always been valuable, but they've never been more important, and neither has supporting them. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona's Senate president expects the partisan headbutting over the presidential election results to seep into the new legislative session, which begins next week. Prescott Republican Karen Fan says,
"There's a lot of hard feelings. A lot of people are very, very passionate about this subject. So do I think that it's just going to go away on January 7th and nobody's going to talk about it? No.
She adds several lawmakers plan to run several election reform bills. Fan supports an audit of Dominion voting machines, which is the basis of a Senate lawsuit.
There are a number of members that are looking to run some election bills to see if we can fine-tune. Perhaps I think we have a pretty darn good election system. Is it perfect? Perhaps not. Can we do better? Always we can do better. We have gotten thousands of emails and phone calls demanding us to do things that we have no legal ability to do. And unfortunately, because of misinformation out there, constituents don't know any different, and they're very angry with us right now.
Mostly sunny and dry all week, chilling overnight to a clear 27 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, with highs around 58 tomorrow through Friday, a windy 51 Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, dipping to near 29 after bedtime, warming to highs around 65 daily through Friday, 59 Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing for you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, "Hello, human kindness."
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right. Welcome back. We are continuing our conversation about all of the great things that people kind of behind the scenes are doing to help support our kids on a daily basis. And our last segment is John Egan. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's good to have you here. And John is with Hungry Kids. And so let's first of all start by just kind of introducing yourself to our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm with the Hungry Kids Project, which is administered by the Humboldt Education Foundation. So I'm on the board of directors of the Humboldt Education Foundation and the treasurer of the foundation. So, but one of my responsibilities on the foundation is the Hungry Kids Project.
All right. And you said that you've been involved with Hungry Kids for about seven years.
When I got started with it. And then when the Humboldt Education Foundation was organized in 2015, we took over the Hungry Kids Project. Before, it was kind of an independent group of volunteers that were utilizing different places, churches to pack and everything. But the foundation took it over in 2015, and it's been growing ever since.
Yep. And I have been attending the foundation board meetings.
Right.
And you guys have it pretty dialed in there. It's nice that program is under a pretty organized group, because you're getting stuff done.
Yeah, it really is. As I said, I have responsibility as that project. But Kathy Zorn Brissetti, who has been involved with Hungry Kids and was a former board member of the foundation, she actually is the Hungry Kids Project. She's the one that organized the volunteers and makes sure that the food is being bought and the volunteers are packing every Friday morning. So she's really the heart of the Hungry Kids Project. I just write the check.
Well, that's an important part of what we do. Absolutely.
Right.
So let's jump in and let's talk Hungry Kids then. So what is, you alluded a couple things that you do, but what is Hungry Kids?
Well, the Hungry Kids Project in the Quad City area got started in Prescott by Ron Barnes, who is a former educator. And then Carm Staker, who used to be on the governing board of Humboldt School District, got talking to some of the teachers and said that, you know, had some kids that were coming to school on Monday morning, that just weren't concentrating and all, and doing a little checking, found out that they really didn't eat much over the weekend, based on their family situation. And so Carm, reached out to, Ron Barnes, who was running the program in Prescott, and based on what he told her and all, she got the program started about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And she was one of the founding members of the Humboldt Education Foundation, as was I. And that's how we got it then involved with the foundation.
Excellent.
So we pack about, right now, in fact, this Friday, we plan to pack about 350 bags of food for 350 students, who their parents, since we're virtual this week, the parents know what schools to pick up the bags. And the students that are recommended by the teachers, the school nurse, the school administrators that recognize what kids really need that help based on the family situation. So
yep.
That's where the recommendation, it's all confidential from our standpoint. We have no idea who the kids are, what the family situation is. It's only the school administrators, principals and all.
So, this Friday, as you said, you're going to be packing 350 bags to be sent home with 350 kids so that they have food for the weekend. And all you do is you pack 350 bags.
Right.
And school A might get 50 of those, and you don't know who they're going to. You just deliver them to the school, and the school hands them
exactly
out.
Yep. Right. And a year ago at this time, in January, we were doing about 180 bags of food, so 180 students that we were serving. and right now 350 planned for this week. So it's increased considerably because of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of families that don't have the income or less income than they had before. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking during the break that so 350 for Friday before Christmas, you were doing about 400 every week.
Exactly.
And
right.
So and definitely, you know, we're seeing that in the schools. We're seeing that in our larger community. Mm-hmm. Even as, you know, COVID is hitting people hard on a variety of levels in the ability to, you know, provide that food. What you guys do over the weekend, you know, because the school district provides the lunch,
right?
You know, and we've got the lunches going, but that weekend that's tough for some kids. So. No.
And we work with the food nutrition department of the district to design what we're buying and sending home with the kids to make sure that they're getting proper nutrition items and not just junk food that they probably would like. But so we do work with the food nutrition department with Jody and their group. So
yep, to make sure that we're sending quality food home. And just to clarify that what goes home on the weekend is a weekend's worth of breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the kids.
Right.
And so they've got some good food to hopefully last through the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so how, if a parent needs help, but is not currently getting help, how can they go about getting some support?
Well, again, from the parent standpoint, it's all through the school principal, school nurse primarily, because we don't have any contact with the parents or the kids. So that's where the contact is started, and then they let us know how much each school needs.
Yep.
For the upcoming Friday. And we have one volunteer that does all the buying of the food, and we buy them from the local grocery stores in bulk. And they deliver it to our site that we have where we have all the food stored and where we do all the packing. So it's quite an operation for the volunteers. We have about 20, 25 volunteers that help out all the time. So
yeah, I've heard that's quite the I've not been over to see it, but I've heard it's quite the operation when they come together on Fridays and throw those bags together, put all that food together. It's quite a well-oiled machine, and I think it would have to if you're, you know, putting out 350, 400 bags, you know, in a few hours to get out to school. So if parents do need help, through Hungry Kids program, they contact their school principal, or their child's teacher. They could also maybe go through there and just say, hey, you know, I'm in need of some help. You had mentioned earlier when we were talking that, you know, we're remote right now, and so Friday's pickup is we communicate with the parents. The principals will communicate with the parents, and the parents come in and pick it up. But when we do come back to in-person learning, that food is just given to the students as they're leaving school on Friday.
And they carry it home on the bus or if their parents pick them up. But, the student actually picks up gets the bag. So.
Yep, absolutely. And so we do try and make it easy on parents to access. And obviously one of the easiest thing is to give it to the kids. But when we're in these remote situations, If parents have a hard time, they can just contact the principal, and we'll get them on the list, and we'll figure out ways to get them the food that they need.
Right.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about Hungry Kids, you guys have been going on for 7 years, and this is all donations-based?
It is all donations-based. Every donation that we get goes to buying food. There is nothing, any other expenses are covered by the foundation. So every dollar is donated. It costs about $6.30 per student per Friday. So it adds up pretty quickly, especially when you're doing 400 bags of food.
Yes.
So we get our donations, from churches. We get them from businesses in the community, and we also get them from individuals that make a donation. We are a Arizona tax charity participant, so from a tax standpoint, donations can be credited to their income tax for the state. So there are a number of opportunities.
Oh, right on.
To make the donation. So.
Yeah, and that's a significant standing to
right.
be able to have that tax credit when you do that. And so if people listening wanted to donate, obviously they can donate money. Do you accept food as donations or just money?
We prefer the money right now because the food then it adds an extra burden to our volunteers to have to either go pick it up or sort it out and make sure the dates are okay and all that. So
sure.
Right now, since we're doing as much as we are, a check helps, and they can mail it to make it out to the Humboldt Education Foundation with Hungry Kids in the memo line and send the check to Post Office Box 25606, Prescott Valley 86312. So. Any donation we're accepting right now so we can keep this thing going.
Right on. Absolutely. And I think part of the other, the food thing, I appreciate the desire to collect money right now as opposed to food. And part of that is just COVID. And part of it is, you talked about, working with our student nutrition services department
right.
and really wanting to make sure that what we're sending home is
exactly.
appropriate. And we appreciate people wanting to help, but right now the best way if people do want to help is, nothing like a little.
Normally we do have a food drive in February and March, but, obviously, we won't be doing that,
yep.
this year. So that's the reason the funds are more important right now.
Yep, absolutely. So, and if I just wanted to clarify too that, John threw out the P.O. box that people can send it to. If you forgot that P.O. address already, you can also contact the district office.
Right.
And if you remember this, you can ask for Kelly Lee because she works closely with your department. But even just calling the district office and just saying, hey, I want to help hungry kids, we can certainly direct
definitely.
All the information that
yep,
they
definitely.
Need. So, John, I appreciate you being here on the show, and thank you so very much for all the work that you do for our students.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. And we need to take a short little break again. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit Brews. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. It was a great conversation about what's happening behind the scenes in our district, highlighting some of the awesome work that we don't always get to see front and center, and yet they provide powerful help and support for our students. We had Lisa Krittenstein from the Family Resource Center, and Nestor Broner from the Faith-Based Council, and John Egan with our Hungry Kids Project. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of us today. But more importantly, thank you for the work that all of you are doing every single day to help make sure that our kids are supported in all the ways that they need to be. The Humboldt Unified School District is truly a community school district. We do great things because of the partnership that we have with parents and community organizations like we talked about today. We appreciate that work. We appreciate everyone's support as we navigate these challenging times. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide, KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.